Bomba Church, originally built to serve as a mausoleum to the noble family of Chaboshi, due to its large size, people also turn it into a Roman Catholic worship place. The last religious service was held here in the 1980s, after which it was forgotten. Today, the church is the nest of several dozen pigeons who build a perfect circle of excrement in the place where a red carpet once existed. One of the towers has collapsed a long time ago. The arch is about to fall as well. Stained glass and the altar have been stolen, the pipe organ destroyed, and the crypt from the basement of the church profaned. Short history. Bolta has been documented since 1221 with the name Bath. The nobles began to receive land only in 1349. In the year of 1489, the landlords were Imre Dozi and the Petr family. By the end of the 15th century, other landlords were Endredi Pekesvi, Boto Andras, and Torca Janos. Bolta was not destroyed during the Ottoman occupation. It belonged to the medieval Timiş County, then it was bound to Torontal County in 1779. In 1782, Gentan Fi Antal and Lukacsi Krištof bought the field by auction from the treasury. In 1838, Gentan Fi Antal and later Gentan Fi Jozef had their estates in Bolta. The last family of nobles here was Chaboshi, which was ennobled only after 1904. In 1912, Bolta had 232 houses, 1,179 inhabitants, mostly Romanian Orthodox, post, telegraph, and even a casino. Baron Iula Chaboshi of Bolta. On May 16, 1839, Iula Chaboshi was born in the town of Sarca, located in the Serbian Banat, which no longer exists. Iula begins high school in Timișoara, then is transferred to Vienna. He studied law at the University of Vienna and later enrolled at the Faculty of Science in Budapest. His father, who owned several domains in Torontal County, including Bolta, wanted him to follow his path and devote himself to the farm activities. Thus, Iula returns to Banat and settles at Bolta. After his first wife, Magdalena Sentur, dies, he remarries the Baroness Josefina Spiegelfeld, who gives him two sons, Andre and Josef. In 1897, Iula builds up a 42-room castle in Bolta, surrounded by exotic gardens and horses of raised breeds. Across the road begins the construction of a mausoleum, a copy of the Basilica of the Hungarian town of Esztergom, which he only finishes in 1908. The Cursed Family. On January 28, 1911, Baroness Josefina dies. In September the same year, the Baron dies as well, and both of them are deposited in the mausoleum. The decline begins after 1918, when much of the Chaboshi's family's wealth is shared with the community. Because of the heavier conditions, Andre and Josef sold the rest of the property, then left and settled in Switzerland and Canada. The castle reaches the hand of a legionary named Hürzu, who, in order to cover his debt to the bank, demolishes and sells it brick by brick. The mausoleum, however, is entrusted to the local community that undertakes to take care of it. It begins to be used as a Roman Catholic church, has the name of the Baron Church, but is not protected from the dramatic events. In the 1950s, the first communist mayor of Bolta profanes the Chaboshi family's crypt in search of valuable objects that could have been nationalized. The coffins were made from sliding glass, and when broken, they received air, and the corpses began to decompose. However, the mayor did not remain unpunished, making 2 years of imprisonment for this crime. A few years later, a new unfortunate episode, as if released from horror films, takes place. A gang of young men enters the basement of the mausoleum church and plays football with the Chaboshi family's bones. The remains were gathered together in a bag and moved to the village cemetery, where they benefited from a Christian burial as deserved. From the old estate of the Chaboshi family, today there are only some construction materials left on the stretched land in the middle of the village, which attests the fact that once there was a castle, a school building and a deserted house, both former annex of the missing castle, and the church mausoleum, an architectural jewel, a jewel that is going to crush.